And welcome back to a new semester, at least for us. Yeah, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, and today I am joined with a very special guest. Oh, also, this is Brandon, but I'm joined by a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself? So yeah, we got a lot of good music lined up, and we're going to be here for a while, so trust me, you will be hearing us intermediately between musics and stuff. Jen said that she has a lot of stuff that she needs to get off of her chest, so be on the lookout for that. And I got a little game, if we got nothing else to do, I wanted to see, because I asked you yesterday, like, what's something that you're passionate about that you would want to talk about? And so I was trying, well, no, this is for me. So one thing I was trying to think, and I was like, well, I'm really passionate about like electricity, and I'm really passionate about like the fire department or Spider-Man. But I was like, but the people don't want to hear about all that. So I figured, oh, there's something else that I'm really passionate about, and that is Disney movies. So I was, if we got nothing else to do, I wanted to test your knowledge on Disney. And we'll see how that goes. Please. All right, but before we get into all those fun and games, we have a couple songs because we got a couple requests already. So we'll play a couple songs and then we'll be back and we'll see where things go.
All right. Christina.
Oh yes, Christina, if you're listening out there, we hope you enjoy the songs. So we'll be back in like a couple minutes. It's not going to be too long. All right, we'll be back. See ya.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Stand it, but I still love you.
I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love. I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love. I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love. I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love.
Hey yo, they could never make me hate you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Cause they want respect, but they didn't earn that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out they little lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Yeah, they be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Yeah, they be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love.
Said hello and I said hi. Ooh, I knew no, right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall
in love.
A friend,
and if I
ever fall
in love,
so true,
I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
The very next time you'll be my friend.
If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever a friend,
if I ever fall in love,
so true,
I will be
sure that the lady's just like you,
my friend.
Very next
I need someone who will be
someone
my friend,
who I can believe in.
My friend,
to
be with me,
be my
thick and thin.
Who I can believe.
Please share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you. And if I
ever fall
in love again, I will be
sure that the lady is a friend.
To worry about y'all. Go ahead, play yourselves. Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina. Kiss me goodnight, but do let do that to the pot, bona body boat, but do the bottle boat, bona seda, Sanjadina, bona seda. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, bona seda, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Senorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Senorina, kiss me goodnight.
And we are back. So, like I said, just a couple songs we'll do here and there. But I got the microphone working this time. So, woo! Yeah, there you go. Much better, much better. All right. So, Jen.
Hello.
You had some things that you said you wanted to talk about.
You know, I'm kind of at a loss for words right now.
Oh, okay.
So, we could go on to that game.
Oh, okay. All right. So, like I said, something I'm super passionate about is, I like Disney movies. Who doesn't like Disney movies? So, I was going to make a Disney, like, trivia thing, but there's already a bunch. So, okay. I'm just stealing one from online. Let's see. This is laughgaff.com and Disney trivia.
So, is this like Disney Channel or Disney movie?
This is like Disney movie. Disney, you know more about Disney Channel?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh. I think
like,
you...
I've never watched The Lion King. Or, like, a lot of the...
Jen, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know much. Yeah.
What?
Like, the remake How? Or the original.
How?
I don't know. Never got around to it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right, we'll do Disney Channel.
Yay.
You want Disney Channel, like, original stuff? Like, original movies
like,
trivia?
Like Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Sweet Life.
Oh, dang. You're going to know more than this. You're going to know more than I do about this stuff. I was going to say, Disney movies, I got you all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of lost at that.
I know.
Okay. Name, besides The Lion King, have you seen any Disney movie?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, like what?
I've seen Aladdin.
The remake or the original?
Both.
Okay, wait, which one did you like? I mean, you can like both of them, but okay, which one was better, though?
Better?
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
Or then, which one did you like more?
I don't know. Like, I saw the remake more recently, and I saw Aladdin when I was, like, 5.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I like the remake yeah. more, just because I remember it.
All right.
Okay, I've honestly seen most of them, just not The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, like, completely out of the loop.
All right, well, that is, you've been saved. I was going to say, Jen, yeah. I was going to roast you.
Don't roast me.
All right, I won't roast you. You're eating roasted peanuts.
Yeah. Do you like peanuts?
No, I'm okay right now, but I may get some later. All right,
not
so...
There's a huge sign that says no food.
All right. But I mean, like, I think that's more of like if something's super messy, as long as we're not like spitting into the microphones or like getting crumbs and stuff everywhere, it should be okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So if we get in trouble, it's all on me. It's all good. All right. I pulled up one. This is Disney Channel trivia.
Okay.
And these are some weird questions. There's no way you'd be able to get this. Okay. I will be pleasantly surprised if you get these. Okay. The first question is, which Disney Channel show has a family of one brother, one sister, one mom, and later was included a stepdad and stepbrother, and the daughter has a best friend who dances with her on a television show?
Shake It Up.
Okay, you're going to do way better than I thought. All right. Ooh, if you get this one, I'll be real happy. What cartoon followed the adventures of two characters who were in a 1994 Disney movie? I'll give you a hint. They're animals.
Tom and Jerry.
That's not a Disney movie. All right. While you think about that, I'm turning off the AC because I can hear it in the background.
Okay. Okay, so it's a TV show about characters who live in an old movie.
They don't live in an old movie, but they were from an old movie. And then it was also a movie that you just got done saying you've never seen.
The Lion King.
Okay, so what two characters are prominent in The Lion King, if you know their names?
Nala?
No, it's not that. No. What? Dang, out of every character you picked, okay.
I don't remember. Wait, does Beyonce play Nala?
Yes, she does.
Okay, that's the only reason.
Oh, okay.
And this is an animated show.
Yes.
Is it from like our era?
Yeah, I remember watching it growing up. You don't have to say the name of the show, but do you know the characters?
I swear to God, I've watched every Disney show from like...
Okay, do you want to just move on from this one then?
Yeah.
All right, it was Timon and Pumbaa.
That's the name of the show?
No, those were the characters. That's what I said. You don't have to say the name of the show. Oh, just say the name of the characters.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. This show was based on talented kids and has five main characters. What
Aunt
is it? Dang. Okay. On the show, Good Luck Charlie, whose idea was it to make a video diary for their baby sister?
Teddy.
Dang, you even know their names? Wow.
I almost cursed.
Don't do that. All right. Okay, this is too easy. We're not doing that one. It was going to be in the show, Phineas and Ferb, who does Perry fight?
Two tricks, whatever the jingle is.
Oh, yes.
Human Spirits Evil Incorporated.
On the show That's So Raven, who are Raven's best friends?
Chelsea and Eddie.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm honestly pretty amazed right now.
Mm-hmm. Disney Channel's my life.
Is that okay? So growing up, I always thought you were either like a Cartoon Network kid or like a Nickelodeon kid. But now I'm starting to see, I'm guessing you were more Disney Channel than anything. Mm-hmm. All right.
100%.
That is funny. Okay. And Hannah Montana, who is Miley's godmother?
Miley's godmother. Oh my God. Oh, Dolly Parton. That's so funny.
Oh my, okay.
That was a good plot line.
Oh, that was a plot line? Like, that was more than one episode?
Yeah, she was in a couple, what? I think. Maybe.
Oh my God, that show was way more involved. They had plot lines, like, that extended...
They did the crossover episodes with, like...
With, like, Sweet Life, didn't they?
Yeah, so it was, like, That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana or something.
Dang. Mm-hmm. They're all in the same universe. It's the Disney Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Watch out, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what... All right, we'll do... Two more questions. Okay, we're not doing this one. This one was about, okay, what Disney Channel original movie has a wildcat for its mascot?
High School Musical. All
right. Oh, snap. Okay. Ooh, I like this. In Kim Possible, wait, no, you're not going to get that. It's asking specific names of the episodes.
I honestly didn't like Kim Possible either. What? Growing up.
Oh, Kim Possible was one of the only Disney Channel shows I watched all the time.
That was the one I didn't like.
Dang. We're not doing that one. Which show has a big family named the Duncans?
Good Luck Charlie.
Okay.
Of course.
And then one more. This is like right on the edge of our era. It's which of these shows starred Shia LaBeouf and Christy Carlson Romano as siblings who often fought?
Was it like Step Brothers, Step Sisters, Step Family?
That's a movie. That's the movie with like Will Ferrell. That's Step Brothers.
Okay, okay.
Do you want me to list some of the shows?
Are there options?
Yeah, there's four. Yeah. All right. We have In a Heartbeat. Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
Okay.
All
right.
There was an S somewhere in there.
We'll do... Yeah, okay. We'll do this last one. This show is based on four kids who get a new nanny that becomes their best friend. What is the show called?
Jesse.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. Dang, you know way more than...
Master.
You know way more than me. That's amazing. I'm honestly so surprised. Like, I'm not surprised in your abilities, but, like, that's just kind of mind-blowing. I don't think I could do that for any show.
Good memory.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't remember stuff from that far, or at least those, like, tiny things. I'm really good at remembering, like, lines to movies. Like, there's a couple movies out there.
What's your favorite?
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
My favorite movie is this musical called The Producers.
What's your favorite line from that movie?
My favorite line from that movie? I don't know. There's a lot of good just one-liners. I think my favorite part to do is there's this guy who is like a secretary for this famous director. And just like his whole introduction is quite amazing. And he talks really like lispy. And there's a point where he answers the door and just says the word yes for about 2 minutes straight. It's just one drawn out yes. That's
great
probably
writing.
It's a good time filler.
Let me think of my favorite line.
Wait, from okay, what's your favorite movie?
I don't have one.
Okay, then what would you say your favorite line is from? I would have guessed like, what's the musical we were talking about?
La La Land?
Yeah, that one.
I love La La Land.
Do you have, like, a favorite line from it, though?
No, it's not very, like, quote.
That's what I was going to say. There's more music than anything.
I'm gonna think about it.
All right.
I'll get back to you.
I was going to say, think about it. We'll go to some music, and we'll come back to it.
Can we play La La Land?
I'll think about it. I'll think about it. We'll see. Oh, okay. I know where it's going to go in. We'll squeeze it in.
Okay, okay, nice.
All right, so we're going to get back to some music while Jen thinks about her favorite line from a movie, and we'll reconvene and see what she has come up with. All right, we'll see you guys soon.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you got to be careful, baby, and look both ways. Before you cross my mind.
Offensive, cause I'm the hottest flower boy that popped up on the scene. feeling better, better than ever. Cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry. Cause you drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Community to the hidden issue of mental health problems. Share your story.
My sadness and depression grew out of giving myself to my career before I would give myself to myself. And then I am out there speaking in front of thousands of people with a smile pasted on my face, but dying on the inside. Hiding sadness makes you more and more sad because it closes you off. And I think that being able to talk about it is so liberating. Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing. And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
This is Terry Williams, co-founder of the Stay Strong Foundation. It's time for us to wake up, stand up, and speak up. Together we can do this. Search online for stories that heal. We must share ourselves. Healing starts with us. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
And just like that, we're back. So before I forget, the reason that I was able to get a 3-hour show today is because the guy who usually does this show, his name is Pete, he requested that today or sometime this, I think it's today, is his birthday. So he asked if we could sing him happy birthday. So before I forget and before the time runs out for his show, I wanted to make sure that he gets his happy birthday. There's a lot of people's birthdays that I know are either today or within the week, which is really crazy. I don't know what it is about this time, but okay, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pete. Happy birthday to you. All right. So did you figure out a favorite line?
I literally forgot to do that while the music was playing, so I'm looking at a list right now.
That's all right.
Okay. That quote, "Not My Tempo" from Whiplash.
Oh, that is a good one. Not I love tempo. That movie.
Good movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I used to watch that movie a lot. You like movies. How often would you say you like to rewatch movies? Like, do you like to rewatch movies?
When I'm feeling down, there are like movies that I'll watch that'll probably make me feel better. That's the only time though. I don't like often do that.
Okay. So would you say you're more of like, oh, a new movie came out, I'm going to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. See, I think I'm more of the opposite. I like going to see new movies because it's really cool to see it in a movie theater, but I really like to buy movies because I like to rewatch movies a lot. So there's a movie on Netflix called Hot Fuzz, and it's about these London police officers, and I've probably seen it more times than I can count on two hands.
Dang.
Just because it's really funny. That's probably why I'm really good at like remembering movie lines, because I rewatch movies a lot.
Probably. What's your favorite thing to watch on Netflix?
Right now?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to go back to finish watching it because like they'll come out with a new movie and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that movie in a while. But the Marvel series, I've always like following all of the like Daredevils and Luke Cage and stuff like that. But I still need to finish the last season of Daredevil. But I'm only a couple episodes in. But every time I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch some Netflix, I always forget. So those are probably the biggest things I like to watch. What are you watching right now?
I'm watching a whole lot of The Office. All
yes.
day, every day. You know what I realized?
What's that?
Michael Scott is a really sad character. Like, when he talks about his childhood, it's honestly the saddest thing ever. And it brings me down.
It brings you down?
No, he's...
Michael Scott makes me laugh more than anything.
But he's really...
He's just a sad character.
It's like internally, you know? Can you imagine him in real life? Like
if he was a real person?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty sad.
Yeah, I would feel for the guy.
I would always want to be around him, though, because he has the most quote-worthy quotes.
You know? Wait, who's your favorite character from The Office?
My favorite character? I really like Creed. Creed's probably my favorite, just because he's so weird.
I like Kevin.
Kevin is really funny.
He keeps it real.
Wait, what season are you on?
I'm on 6 right now.
Okay. So wait, have you passed the episode with the chili?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him so much. That's exactly what I would do.
What would you say your favorite episode that you've seen so far is?
Diversity Day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the most famous episode.
That's like the first season, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. That's when The Office made its
That
mark.
Was the prime.
Yeah.
I think it's a season 2 or 3. My favorite episode is the CPR episode when Stanley had a heart attack, and so they brought somebody in to do CPR.
Quality show. But, okay, but The Office or How I Met Your Mother?
Oh,
How I Met Your Mother takes a cake for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
Yeah. I feel like Parks and Rec, though, is for, like, a younger age range.
Okay.
So, I don't feel like it's in the same category.
Yeah, I never really watched it, but I always hear it being compared to The Office. So
it's like a more PG version, I guess. PG and PC.
Oh, okay. Dang, that's such a hard question. I love How I Met Your Mother, but I, like, also love The Office.
How I Met Your Mother is, like... Like, I've cried over How I Met Your Mother.
Aww.
And I grew up with How I Met Your Mother. Like,
you watched it live and stuff?
Yeah, I, like, watched it since middle school. And, like, I remember, dang, like, being in senior year, I think. And it was, like, the finale. And I was, like, so emotional.
Wow.
And, like, all that time. It's, yeah, I grew up with it. It's such a good show.
I think the only reason I have to say I'd go with The Office is because I think I'd make more references and jokes to The Office compared to How I Met Your Mother.
You know what I've noticed?
What's that?
So many people put The Office quotes in their, like, Insta bio or their Tinder bio or, like, these different bios, and they're everywhere.
I know. It's really so hard.
Quotable.
And one thing I started noticing not too long ago is... My family and stuff had exchange students while I was growing up, and somebody pointed it out, is when somebody from another country comes over, they get really confused a lot of the times, because a lot of our humor is based on, like, television shows.
That's true.
So a lot of people make more references and, like, jokes and stuff from television shows, and so if they don't have that in their country, they're like, what are all these Americans talking about?
That's
like, I just
true.
Don't get it.
That must be tough.
But yeah, I definitely have to say I'd go to The Office.
Mm. Hard debate, but both.
That is a hard debate. They're both great shows. So, yeah.
I have a song request.
What's that?
The How I Met Your Mother theme
the
song.
The theme song.
It's a good theme.
All right, I'll see if I can find it, and I'll put it in.
Thank you.
All right, no problem.
You didn't play La La Land.
Okay, I told you, there's a spot.
The spot. I thought you meant, like, there's a spot.
No, no.
Okay.
It's the way that I broke up. I made a playlist, and the way I broke it up is, like, we got some, like, throwback, and, like, there's a throwback section, and then there's, like, my jazz section, and then there's, like, my hip-hop section.
There ain't no gen section.
Well, I asked you what songs. You said, I'm going to make a playlist, and I said, okay, I'll make a playlist, too, and we'll bring them together. Did you make a playlist?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do my part.
That's all right. We'll make sure to add stuff in. We got plenty of time. Dang, we've already almost been here an hour. It goes by quick.
I might leave early.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. I know y'all love me, but I gotta cut it short.
It's all good. We'll make sure to get your music in, though. All right, so we're gonna get back to some tunes, and then when we come back, Jen may or may not be here, but if she isn't here, we loved having her on the show. And
I will be back.
She will be back. And hope you had fun. Welcome to WMFO.
I love it.
All right. So we'll play a couple songs and we'll come back and I'll talk for a little bit and then more music and the cycle continues. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
To make my move. closer to get under the light. And I'm dancing, I'm trying to impress you, to catch your eye. And when you finally looked my way, I tried to find the right things to say. You're like a vision from a dream that I wanna see.
Smoke broken intent.
Hey everyone, this is DJ Grayscale, also known as Brandon. And she's DJ Jen. We just wanted to let you know you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're just going to keep the music rolling. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the tunes. All right, we'll catch back up with you later.
Comes to shove, damn baby, I'm a train wreck too. I lose my mind when it comes to you. I take time with the ones I choose, and I don't wanna smile if it ain't from you, yeah. I know we be so complicated, loving you sometimes drive me crazy, cause I can't have what I want, and neither can you.
You ain't my boyfriend,
and I ain't your girlfriend,
but you don't want me to.
And I don't want you to
see nobody,
but you ain't my boyfriend.
Don't wanna miss you, but I can't be with you, cause I got issues. Yeah, on the surface, seem like it's easy. Careful with words, but it's still hard to read me. Stress high when the trust low,